chapter 11, diligence in service, energy and willingness. Success depends not so much on talent as on energy and willingness. It is not the possession of splendid talents that enables us to render acceptable service, but the conscientious performance of daily duties, the contented spirit, the unaffected sincere interest in the welfare of others. In the humblest lot, true excellence may be found. The commonest tasks, wrought with loving faithfulness, are beautiful in God's sight. Prophets and Kings, page 219. No place for indolence. Let no one think that he is at liberty to fold his hands and do nothing. That anyone can be saved in indolence and inactivity is an utter impossibility. Think of what Christ accomplished during his earthly ministry. How earnest, how untiring were his efforts. He allowed nothing to turn him aside from the work given him. Are we following in his footsteps? He gave up all to carry out God's plan of mercy for the fallen race. In the fulfillment of the purpose of heaven, he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He had had no communion with sin, had known nothing of it, but he came to this world and took upon his sinless soul the guilt of sinful man, that sinners might stand justified before God. He grappled with temptation, overcoming in our behalf. The Son of God, pure and unsullied, bore the penalty of transgression and received the stroke of death that brought deliverance to the race. Review and Herald, January 20, 1903. Wholehearted labor. God's servants are to be not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Listlessness and inefficiency are not piety. When we realize that we are working for God, we shall have a higher sense than we have ever had before of the sacredness of spiritual service. This realization will put life and vigilance and persevering energy into the discharge of every duty. Religion, pure, undefiled religion, is intensely practical. Nothing but earnest, wholehearted labor will avail in the saving of souls. We are to make our everyday duties acts of devotion, constantly increasing in usefulness because we see our work in the light of eternity. Letter 43, 1902. Regularity and dispatch. God has no use for lazy men in his cause. He wants thoughtful, kind, affectionate, earnest workers. Persons who have not acquired habits of close industry and economy of time should have set rules to prompt them to regularity and dispatch. Volume 4, page 411. Rise early, work industriously. The work of the call porter is elevating and will prove a success if he is honest, earnest, and patient, steadily pursuing the work he has undertaken. His heart must be in the work. He must rise early and work industriously, putting to proper use the faculties God has given him. Difficulties must be met. If confronted with unceasing perseverance, they will be overcome. The worker may continually be forming a symmetrical character. Great characters are formed by little acts and efforts. Manual for Canvassers, page 18. Faithful to duty. Those who have entered the canvassing field are in danger of not feeling the necessity of being particular in their work. They are in danger of becoming content with superficial attainments, of being careless in their manners and lazy in mind. There should be faithful discharge of duty in the canvassing field, for it is important and sacred. Review and Herald, May 20, 1890. Exact and diligent. Remember that in whatever position you may serve, you are revealing motive, developing character. Whatever your work, do it with exactness, with diligence. Overcome the inclination to seek an easy task. Ministry of Healing, page 499. When we labor diligently for the salvation of our fellow men, God will prosper our every effort. Volume 9, page 86. When the canvasser enters upon his work, he should not allow himself to be diverted, but should intelligently keep to the point with all diligence. And yet, while he is doing his canvassing, he should not be heedless of opportunities to help souls who are seeking for light and who need the consolation of the Scriptures. If the canvasser walks with God, if he prays for heavenly wisdom, that he may do good and only good in his labor, he will be quick to discern his opportunities and the needs of the souls with whom he comes in contact. He will make the most of every opportunity for drawing souls to Christ. In the Spirit of Christ, he will be ready to speak a word to him that is weary. Volume 6, page 339. Report, Encouraging Experience. Let those who gain such an experience in working for the Lord write an account of it for our papers, that others may be encouraged. Let the canvasser tell of the joy and blessing he has received in his ministry as an evangelist. These reports should find a place in our papers, for they are far-reaching in their influence. They will be a sweet fragrance in the church, a savor of life unto life. Thus it is seen that God works with those who cooperate with Him. Volume 6, page 336.